The challenge for me is that Ybor City is known for its main street. There's a lot of restaurants, a lot of tourists, and I typically try to avoid those areas because I want people who are more local to the area. And so we drove through the main drag, and I was trying to figure out where to go. And then I saw this fellow who was wearing a hard hat walking down the street. And so I pulled my RV over and sort of waited him out. And he walked past, and I said, "Hey, can I take your photograph?" And he had a great look to him. It was very, very dark skin. And he had a great smile. And I photographed him, and I just so happened was in the parking lot of a little market where a lot of local people were coming. So it's like, hey, let's just stay here. And it worked out being the absolute perfect spot.
How many people did you photograph?
I photographed less than 20 people, but there were just some great characters.
How do you explain to people what you're doing?
Well, there's a whole psychology to that process. I have seconds to catch somebody's attention and disarm them because people are used to somebody trying to sell them something. And depending where I'm at, this wall of indifference and protection is more pronounced than in other areas. Lower income areas tend to be easier to work with. When you're lower income, you kind of have less to lose in a sense. And so people are more welcoming. They're more inviting to, you know, hey, you're interested in us. We who have been either forgotten or not paid attention to, you're interested in our story. And so there's a genuine openness to that. If I go into a white suburban area, that for me is really difficult because people there, they just walk right past you and they won't give you the time of day.
What can you do in those seconds to build that credibility?
A lot of it is how I approach people. Every little thing I do, from putting my hands behind my back or as they're walking past me, I walk with them and then I stop and then they have to stop. Sometimes they don't and they just keep on walking. A lot of places, I'm wearing boots and a cowboy hat. You know, people just, they trust a cowboy.
What tips did you get on where to go next?
I'm heading to Miami next and this is my first trip to Florida. So I'll share a little story. I was in Apalachicola. I was there on a Sunday. I had no idea where to go. It was very quiet. And I saw a Methodist church. And so I walked past, and the pastor was standing there. And with a big smile, he says, "How you doing? What are you doing here? Come into our church." And I said, "Well, hey, I'm here to take photographs." And he said, "Great, come take photos." And I said, "Well, I need to set up a portrait booth." And he's like, "Great, do it right here." And then he said, "I'm going to introduce you to the congregation." So not 20 minutes later, I'm standing in front of the congregation, introducing myself, talking about my project, telling them, you know, what I've experienced, how Americans are warm and friendly, and getting, you know, praise the Lord's. And next thing you know, I had a line, you know, I photographed a good portion of the church. And this is where people are saying, well, it's going to be very unfriendly there. And I get the exact opposite experience. So that to me, I think, is a really important point. And I hope in viewing the photography that people do get a sense of that.
John Raymond Morales, photographer, thank you for being with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.